Scott Wilkinson is here. He's the man with perfect vision. He's our home theater guru. His ears are good, too. And he comes. Now, have you seen the new Star Wars?
I have not.
Okay.
I've got my ticket on Tuesday, so no spoilers for me either now.
You won't be able to spoil anything.
I can't. But I don't want anyone else to do it either.
No. Now, that must be hard for you because you almost have to get off social media, get off the internet practically.
You know, I personally don't care particularly to tell the truth whether or not I have spoilers. I've already read one review.
Yeah.
And most of the reviews don't spoil a terrible
lot. No, they
try not
to.
They just say whether they like it or not,
right.
You know. And
but it's hard. So, I'll be honest. If I were a reviewer, I would be hard-pressed to say whether I liked it without talking a little bit about what was good and what wasn't good.
Yeah.
And there's something that I would like to say about it that is I can't because it would be a spoiler. And it's so I don't, you know, so I think it would be very hard to review, to do a good review without telling a little bit about the movie.
That may very well be.
Isn't it amazing? They are already, for the first night, they had $100 million in pre-sales, which made it instantly the best-selling first day of in history. It's likely to go over $250 million for the first weekend,
man,
which will make it the biggest-selling movie of all time.
Yeah.
I've never seen more hype. But what's funny is with all the hype, that doesn't seem to have hurt it. Everybody's excited. Sometimes you overhype something, like the Steve Jobs movie, which was overhyped and made $17 million.
I don't think it's possible to overhype Star Wars, though.
But
I guess not.
I was getting a little sick of all the pre-movie publicity and all the stars and, you know.
Yeah, and all the product tie-ins, too. I mean, they have made deals with all these different companies that make stuff.
Oh, it's crazy. There's Star Wars potato chips. There's Star Wars everything.
Everything.
So you're going to go see it how? Are you going to go IMAX 3D?
No. I am going to go see it in Dolby Cinema High Dynamic Range, which is 2D.
Oh, I'd much prefer to see it that way.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
at your local theater, right?
At my local theater, which is a nice DLP projector. They do a mm-hmm. good job of it. But 3D, as it stands, unless you go to a more modern laser theater, is not is dim.
It is.
It is half the brightness.
Yep. If not a quarter of the brightness.
Yeah. You put the glasses on. It's not just that the glasses are sunglasses. It's that you're splitting the image. You can't have anyway. It's
It's very dim typically. That's
right. Now I don't think this is a spoiler. There is nothing in the movie that really takes advantage of the 3D.
I was concerned about that. I was hoping, you know, that they did something cool with 3D.
Well,
but apparently not.
There's I don't think it's spoiling anything to say that there are things flying around.
Yeah, right.
And these,
I think that's a fair bet.
These flying things sometimes, you know, appear to come right at you. More often, they come over you from behind you, and overhead, and they startle you a little bit because they do seem like they're really close.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things like that, you know, branches that hit you in the head. None of them, I think, are particularly spectacular 3D effects. They don't seem to me. They don't enhance what I would hope 3D would do is make it more real, make it more immersive.
Yes.
And I don't think they ever does that. And that's my disappointment.
See, that's why I think going to high dynamic range, which
better.
Not very many people can do, because there are now two more, so there's 10 in the U.S. That I think gives you a greater sense of realism than stereoscopic 3D, fake 3D. A month or so ago, I went to my local, fortunately, I have a local Dolby Cinema, which has high dynamic range. And I got the first available ticket I could get in my favorite seat. I want to be in my seat there in the theater. I have my favorite seat.
It's all broken in to fit your butt and all that.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's in the middle. It's the right distance back from the screen. It's right under right in the middle. So the Dolby Atmos sound is very immersive and surrounding.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Will there be Atmos for this movie as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So did they shoot it, do you know, in 3D HDR?
You know that they shot it in HDR, certainly.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, J.J. Abrams is one of the directors who prefers to shoot on film.
That's right. He's a film guy.
He's a filmophile. So wow. I think that it's I think that the movie, it was probably shot on film. I don't know that for sure.
No, I know it was shot on film.
Okay, well, film inherently has high dynamic range. So then the question is, do they scan it after they've shot it and assembled it and edited it together into a movie? Then they scan the film.
Because most film distribution, they don't send cans of film around anymore.
Not anymore.
It's all on a hard drive. It's all digital.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So at some point, actually not after they've assembled the film, but they take the shots that they want and they scan that in. And if they scan that with high dynamic range, with a scanner that's capable of capturing the high dynamic range on the film, then you're going to end up with a high dynamic range movie. And then they have to adjust it for most theaters, which don't have that capability. But the few that do, it's going
to
look amazing.
I'd like to see that. I would really like to see that.
Yeah, well, you got to come down to L.A. That's the closest one to you, I'm afraid. They don't have one in San Francisco, and that's Dolby's headquarters. And why Dolby doesn't have a Dolby Cinema in San Francisco, I don't know.
Now, you interviewed the guy who did the original special effects for Star Wars this week on your Home Theater Geeks podcast.
Actually, it wasn't Star Wars. It was 2001.
That's right. Douglas Trumbull.
Douglas Trumbull. And man, oh man, what a great interview that was.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy. He, in fact, believe it or not, we didn't talk about this, but he was offered the job of doing the special effects for the original Star Wars in 1977, and he turned it down to do Close Encounters of the Third Kind instead.
Well, you got Spielberg or you got Lucas. You got to choose.
Exactly. One or the other. And he chose Close Encounters.
What I do like about this, and this is not a spoiler, what I do like about this new movie is the effects are mostly practical, what they call practical. They're real.
Ah.
They're not simulated. CGI. They're not computer graphics. Now, of course, nowadays, CGI computer graphics are so good that it's hard to tell. But
it is really hard.
I know from the stories about this that Abrams really wanted to make it look as real as possible.
Exactly.
I think you can tell that it's film, and I think you can tell that everything's kind of real. That this is not. I thought it was as far as the special effects and the production quality. I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think it's very, very well done. And there are no rubber puppets, which I liked.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Another thing Douglas Trumbull is famous for is doing those kinds of effects, actual models and not green screen and stuff like that.
I like that.
He does the same thing. He did that in The Tree of Life, which was just 2011.
Right.
He did the effects there, and he actually did practical effects rather than computer generated, which he could have easily done.
You know who else likes film? Quentin Tarantino. His new movie, which comes out a week from today, on Christmas Day, The Hateful Eight, which I'm sure will be like all Tarantino movies, hideously violent. But he shoots on film, too. He likes film.
That's right.
And I've talked to a few people from Hollywood, and there is a fairly large group of directors who will not shoot digital.
That's right.
I think that's fascinating.
That's right.
And if you
I do too.
If you're
and
a
they're
big
keeping
shot,
the film business alive.
Well, yeah, and if you're a big shot, you can do that because it's very expensive to shoot film.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Scott is at the Home Theater Geeks podcast, twit.tv/HTG. You can listen to his Douglas Trumbull interview this week. He also is editor in chief at the AVS Forum, avsforum.com. A really wonderful place for people into this stuff, home theater and audiovisual stuff. Thank you, Scott.